Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Quick disclaimer, I will probably sound a bit nasally on today's episode. I am congested, came down with some type of cold. Last week, I took a break from recording simply because I just needed a moment to rest, to get my thoughts in order, and to just clear my mind a bit. I never want to come on this platform when my mind is just noisy because I want to be able to hear clearly as I'm recording what the Lord is saying. Yeah, I prepare. I have my notes. But at the same time, I'd like to be clear minded when I record because oftentimes the Holy Spirit interrupts and He moves. And I want to be sensitive to that and not let the internal noise that I have going on disrupt that. So if that means not recording, then that's just what it's going to be to maintain the integrity of the platform. So of course, once I do that, get my thoughts together, I come down with this cold. But listen, that ain't no problem. If y'all could bear with me and just how I sound, I'm ready to keep it moving with this Bible on Business series. My mind is clear, my spirit is strong, and I am excited to continue the lessons from 2 Kings. Now, before we get there, if you're on my email list, then you already got this email from me this week, but I want to share with you a message that the Lord gave me in my quiet time this week. He said, it's time to log off and lock in. The Lord wants us to go into our secret place like never before right now. The secret place, if you need clarity, it often refers to a private or intimate space where one person can meet with God away from distractions and public views. It symbolizes that close personal relationship with the Lord where you can get refuge, guidance, and support. And what this looks like for us right now is increasing our time praying and fasting, increasing our time in the Word, decreasing our time scrolling on social media, decreasing our time engaging in online chatter, but just maintaining a posture of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. There is a lot going on in the media right now. In this past month alone, we've seen the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. We've seen President Biden back out of the race and endorse Kamala Harris. We've seen what an endorsement of a Black woman for the highest office in the land, what evil that brings out of people. We've seen just despicable things such as Sonya Massey getting killed in cold blood by the police in her own home. There's so much going on. There's so much temptation to be pulled into what's happening in the media. And in my email, I wanted to emphasize, and I'm going to emphasize this here. This isn't about politics. This is about focus. Because I've even found within myself, there's a sense of pride that I have at the thought of a Black woman potentially becoming president. That's exciting. That's exciting to me as a Black woman. That's exciting as someone who wants to have daughters one day and for them to have representation. I remember when I was an undergrad at Morgan State University in Baltimore, and this was my first time voting. It was many of our first time voting, and we were voting for Barack Obama to have his second term in office as, of course, the first Black president. And it was such a beautiful moment because here we are, students at this historically Black university, this campus that was founded by emancipated slaves who wanted a college education. We are on such historical grounds and participating in such modern day history. It was so fulfilling. And it was just such a sense of pride. And I remember when they announced him getting elected, how here all of these beautiful Black scholars in the streets, thousands and thousands of students just excited and celebrating what we participated in doing. It was just such a beautiful moment. It's really a core memory of mine. And I will tell my kids about it. It was such a beautiful moment. And so, of course, with the prospect of having the first Black woman president, that is an exciting thought. I remember in 2020 when George Floyd was murdered, I had just had my oldest son. I'm in the postpartum period and I'm kind of hit with this, all of the emotions of new motherhood. And I'm seeing what's going on in the news and all of this racial unrest. And I was frustrated because here I just brought this baby into the world, this boy that's going to be a man one day, that's going to be a Black man in America, but he's also going to be a Christian. And I'm going to have to tell him and teach him about the love of God and teach him to love people and how to operate, though, in love in a country that doesn't always love him back. And that is difficult. It's such a layered and nuanced experience that I really just simply have to lean on the Lord on how to navigate that as I parent both of my sons now. So again, I'm having these emotions and all of these thoughts, and I'm in prayer and taking these things to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit reminded me that before I am an African American, before I am a Black woman, I am a child of God. I am a disciple and follower of Jesus Christ, and that comes before my cultural identity. And in that, I have to, and we have to, resist any temptation to kind of get sucked in with what's going on in the world. So this isn't about politics. This is about focus. And the enemy will use what's happening in the world to keep us off focus and decrease our sensitivity to what God is doing. And so the message the Lord gave me and that he wanted me to share with you is to log off and lock in. I'm not saying don't be aware, because I want to be clear. You should be aware of what's going on, of course. And also that's going to inform you on how you need to pray. So be mindful of what's happening, but stay in that secret place and focus on what the Lord is saying. Make sure that you're praying and fasting like never before. Make sure that you're reading and studying your word like never before. Make sure that you are eliminating any distractions, internal or external, that's keeping you from really hearing what the Lord is saying in this time. And hear for yourself what he's saying. And the way that you're going to do that is by logging off and locking in. Again, the practical stuff: praying and fasting, getting in your word, disconnecting from online chatter, log off. I know with one of my groups, I'm getting ready to call a fast where we're going to be off social media, but log off and lock in to your quiet time and get into that secret place. If you are in need of a Bible recommendation, because this ain't the time where we need to be on the Bible app reading stuff, you need a study Bible that is going to elaborate on the scripture, that's going to give you definitions of words, that's going to give you people, places, things, context, that's going to connect the Old Testament to the New Testament. You need a study Bible that's going to help you study and understand contextually and culturally what you're reading and what that means for you today. So if you need a recommendation for a study Bible, I'm going to put the link in the show notes to the one that I refer all the time. It's my favorite Bible, and it's the one that I still use today. So Check the link in the show notes for that. All right, let's hop back into our Bible on Business series. Last time we were in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. That episode was supposed to be called Business Financial Relief, but we spent so much time in my first point that that was a whole episode in and of itself, but it needed to be thorough, so I'm not mad at it at all. There is so much temptation or so much false wise counsel out there. I felt like we really needed an in-depth framework on how to qualify the wise counsel as individuals and the wise counsel as far as the advice that they give us. So I pray that that episode blessed you guys. We're going to finish it off this week and talk about just the instructions that we can get from this text on how we can turn various financial situations around that we come across in our businesses. So again, we're in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. To give you context, this story is a part of a larger narrative about the miracles performed by Elisha, who's a prophet in Israel. This particular story focuses on a widow of one of the prophets. She's in a desperate situation. She's facing the threat of her sons being taken as slaves to pay off her debts. Elisha's miraculous intervention here, it shows not only a solution to her immediate problem, but it also shows how the Lord will provide for her future provision as well. So I'm going to read in the New International Version. It says, starting at verse 1, the wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me what you have in your house." "Your servant has nothing here at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside, shut the door behind you and your sons, pour oil in all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him, shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her sons, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell all the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." Now, when I first read this, I was excited because I know that there are many who are in financial stress right now, just considering the state of the world. There are many businesses that are in financial stress right now, many businesses that are struggling and may be in debt. In this story, not only did it provide encouragement, because we saw, like, not only was she able to pay off the debt, but she was able to live off of what was left. So she had more than what she needed. So not only was it encouraging because it showed how the Lord will provide, I feel like it also provided some very clear step-by-step instructions that we can apply and we can be able to see a financial turnaround in our own situations as well. So the first point that we spent all of the last episode on was seeking wise counsel. I talked about how a lot of times when you're in financial debt, that weight, man, you dream about it. You feel it when you wake up. Your bill collector is constantly calling. You got to look in your bank account, card declining. It can be a lot, and it can be heavy, and it can be suffocating, and it could feel like the walls are closing in. And it was so important, I believe, for her to seek wise counsel, because not only did she have this just crazy debt, but as a mother, she was getting ready to lose her sons into slavery. So that just dumped a whole nother layer of pressure there. And I could even only imagine, with her husband being a prophet and being someone who was in the circle of Elisha, how she may have even been frustrated with the Lord. Like, how did I get here? How did I get in this situation? I thought I was making the right decision. I thought my husband was following the Lord. God, how could you let this happen? I feel like there are many of you who may be saying these same things. God, how could you let this happen? How could you let me do this? I don't understand why I'm going through this. Where did this come from? I thought I heard you correctly. Insert whatever it is that your heart says here. And I believe that that's exactly, if I can put myself in her shoes, I'm assuming that that's where she might have been as well emotionally. And I believe that that's why it was important for her to seek wise counsel, because sometimes when you're buried in the weight of that emotional turmoil, it can be extremely difficult to hear the Lord in that. So having a physical person, having that wise counsel was the first step. And we covered this in the last episode, so I won't reteach it, but I will recap a bit. Five characteristics of wise counsel. And when I say wise counsel, I am referring to one, the person, and two, what they say. So the characteristics are, one, it has to be God-centered. They have to be God-centered, and what they say has to be God-centered. Two, it has to be biblically sound. Who they are and what they say must align with the word. Three was discerning. It takes into account the full picture. Again, I explained that in detail in the last episode. Four, wise counsel must be humble and teachable. And five, wise counsel must have experience and maturity. Go back to the last episode where I go into a lot more detail in all of these. So that first step of turning her financial situation around was to seek wise counsel.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
The second step that I have listed here is don't underestimate the power of what you already have. In verse 2, it says, Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" She said, "Your servant has nothing at all except a small jar of olive oil." Now, I'm not going to blame her for her response here, because I would have said the same thing. I probably wouldn't have even brought up the olive oil, to be honest, because how in the world is this olive oil going to get me out of this financial situation? But this is exactly why we are not to lean on our own understanding. God math is that he will take what you had and multiply it in ways that you could have never imagined. I remember I told you guys the story many times of when I shut my business down and I was frustrated with the Lord because I felt like all I had was this podcast and a book and a journal. That's all I had. I didn't feel like that was a sustainable business. I didn't feel like that was going to put me in the financial position that I wanted to be in. And I was frustrated with the Lord. Now, this was back in maybe 2017, 2018, around that time, before podcasting is what it is today, before podcasts were able to make as much money as they do today. The Lord saw this before I did. So I'm similar to this woman where I'm like, okay, I have financial needs. I have a life to maintain. And thank God for my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, who was supporting me. But I like, Lord, I need some financial interference here. God, all I have is this podcast, a book, and a journal. But the way the Lord multiplied in only a way that he can, the way that this podcast turned into a product because of the advancement of the industries where I can make a comfortable living just by podcasting. I don't have to do anything else to live comfortably. Where this podcast led to a publisher reaching out to publish my second book, where this podcast has led to me traveling and speaking in so many different things, where this podcast has led to a community that has helped over 1,000 women grow in faith and business. And that is also a paid community. So, which has over the years brought in six figures by itself. This podcast is one thing. God, all I have is, but he multiplied it. That's that God math right there, where has a way of taking our efforts and taking what we submit to him and multiplying them in ways we could have never imagined. So my question to you is, what are you dismissing that God wants to use to bring you out of this situation? What is your jar of oil? What is that thing that you already have that you are overlooking because you don't know what to do with it? What I will tell you is, in this time, as we log off and lock in, going back to the word that he gave us, ask him, Lord, this is all I have, but I'm giving it to you. And listen to the instruction that he gives and watch what he does with it. Even more recently, I said, Lord, I have some things that I'm trying to do financially. I need your help. And the Lord answered my prayer by showing me how to put together things I already had in order to meet this need that I have. And it's just how he works and how he operates. So I'm telling you, and what this text reminded me of, because it was studying this for the podcast that led me to seek the Lord on my own situation, that led to him answering me. So don't underestimate the power of what you already have. What is it that you're overlooking? What is your jar of oil? Can I give you a hint on what I think it is for many? Many of you who God has called to create in this season, whether it's podcasts, whether it's YouTube, whether it's social media, I believe that God is going to do something in this online space for Christian content creators. And if you have had a desire on your heart for quite some time to create, it's time to do it now. I can't tell you fully. I shared it with my mentorship group, but I can't say here fully what the Lord shared with me. But what I will say is, I need you to put out what God has called you to put out. Specifically for content creators, I need you to record and release. I don't care if you don't got the fanciest equipment. I don't care if you don't have the best background. If you don't sit in front of a blank wall and call it a day, I don't care. Do what the Lord has called you to do. Create what he's called you to create and put it out, because there is a special anointing on that in this season. Mark this episode, because I'm going to come back and reference it for sure once what the Lord has shared with me comes to pass. The third point that I got from this text on how we could see some financial turnaround in our situations is don't be afraid to reach out to your community for help. Elisha told this woman, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars and don't just ask for a few. So many of us have so much pride where we can't ask for help. I remember a few years ago, I had a friend reach out and she was, she wanted to do a program to help release this book. The Lord had given her a book to write. The program she was trying to get into was expensive. She didn't have the money. And so she said the Lord instructed her to ask people for donations. And she was asking 10 people for $1,000 so that she can do this program. And I gave her $1,000. And I'm not saying that to brag by any means, but if I have it and I can help, I absolutely would. And there are people who are willing to help and pour into what it is that you need. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It might be money. It might be a jar. It may be a resource. It may be a microphone. It may be a camera. It may be a space for you to record, whatever the case may be. It may be some resources for your business. It may be a social media post, whatever the case may be. Don't be afraid to reach out to your community to help. You will be surprised at who wants to help you. For some of you listening, I just feel this really heavy. You are so used to being the giver for everybody else. You're so used to answering other people's prayers and giving to them and donating to them and all of these things but there's some hesitation, which is pride, that's keeping you from reaching out to your community for help. Because how would that make you look if you, as the person who's always giving, now becomes the one that's asking? That's pride. That's something to deal with. However, you will be surprised how many people are waiting for the opportunity to pour back into you because of the way that you've poured into them. You will be surprised at what your reputation could afford you in this season. For some of you, your jar of oil is seeds that you've planted in previous seasons. Like, hey, I don't have anything, but I have this track record. I have these people who I've given to, who I've helped get into better situations, who love me, who respect me. I have this community who is there for me. I just don't ever tap into it because of pride. Don't be afraid to reach out to your community for help and watch what God does for you in this season. And the last point that I pull from this text is work in private and let success make the noise. The text says, then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. So after they went out, so she spoke to her wise counsel. Everything else was kept between her and Elisha and her sons outside of going to get the jars of oil. They went and collected jars. They didn't tell anybody anything. They didn't go into no long explanations. At least it isn't documented here. But they went, got the jars of oil. That's as much as was involved of other people. And they went back in and closed the door. So even as you are going and asking your community for help, use wisdom in how much you share and allow the Lord to kind of guide you in that. Overall about this text, what I just cannot overlook or I can't not emphasize is that all of this was done in faith. This widow woman was in such a place of desperation that she didn't question anything that Elisha said. And I believe that desperation is a place that we should all operate from. Hear me out, because I'm not saying desperation in the sense of a severe sense of lack. But what I'm saying is we should operate as if what the Lord has to say is our only option. That her desperation pushed her to a place of dependency. And that place of dependency is how all of us need to operate as it relates to not just our finances and our business, but in our lives as a whole. Yes, I am smart. I am capable. I have skills, but all of that is secondary to the instructions of the Lord. And if you prioritize operating from a place of dependency, whatever desperate situation that you had, if you allow that to push you into a dependent state and not a panicked state, you will see your breakthrough in your finances. Because what we see here in this text is not only did her debt get paid off, but she was able to live off of the excess. But that came from her faith. That came from her going to her wise counsel to hear what the Lord has said, obeying what he said, and seeing it through. And as you're seeing it through, rejoice in those indicators that the Lord is at work. I mean, as she was getting those jars and they just kept filling up with oil and filling up with oil and filling up with oil until she ran out of jars completely. That is a miracle. All she had was a jar of oil. She went out, her and her sons went out, got these vases, and all of this oil keeps being poured into these vases. It wasn't until after the vases ran out and the oil stopped flowing that Elisha told her what to do next, which was to go and sell them. And of course, after she sold them is when she was able to pay off her debt and have money to live. But the process, this miracle in the process is worth celebrating. I call it God's key performance indicators. These are things and metrics that are letting you know that you're on the right track and that God is moving. And I believe that there's so much beauty even in the process of the promise, because it's here where we can have joy and peace and not be weighed down by whatever stress that we're dealing with. And in looking at the text, I would assume all of this happened really fast, you know, so we don't know how she was feeling in the moment. If she did have relief as she was seeing the jars get filled with oil, we don't know that. We could only assume. But what I do know is that many of us are in the process of the promise being fulfilled. We're in that in-between state of getting to what God said is ours, getting the relief, the financial relief that we're believing in God for. But I emphasize God's key performance indicators and how the fact that these jars were being filled up with oil as a miracle, because I want you to be able to focus in on the miracles of how God is moving right now. So even though you may not be debt-free yet, even though the financial pressure may still be there, I want you to be aware of his grace so that you can experience joy in between. So that pressure isn't louder than his voice, so that you aren't crushed and hard-pressed and having anxiety and frustration. I want you to lean into how he's moving and search your situation to find him and not just the hurt of the situation. Because her miracle, it happened quick from what we can assume by how it was written. But for us, it may not happen that fast. So what are we supposed to do in the process? Wake up every day and be depressed, be sad, be anxious? No. We're supposed to have joy, because joy in the Lord is not situation dependent. Happiness is dependent on situations. Joy is not. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we need to tap into that. So I'm going to end this episode here. Quick recap. Some of the instructions on how she got out of her financial situation that we can apply to our own life. Number one was seek wise counsel. Refer back to the last episode. Number two, don't underestimate the power of what you already have. Number three, reach out to your community for help. And number four, work in private and let success make the noise. And again, wrapping this up, we don't know how long we're going to be in this phase where we're waiting for that financial breakthrough. But God's key performance indicators are present. Those metrics that show us that he's moving are there. And we need to lean into them while we wait for our own miracles to manifest. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.